Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WIPR reporting staff. Karen, we have a poll to talk about in the governor race, and I think some of the more interesting aspects of this are on the Democratic side, although there is a Republican race as well, and we should mention that, but there's some people who really believe that what we have here is really a three-person race.
On the Democratic side, if not both. It's kind of amazing, actually. The pollster went to likely voters, registered voters who turn out on a regular basis, got people who generally are tuned into these things. And both Republican Democratic Party undecided won. In the Democratic primary, it was particularly striking just because Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown and Attorney General Doug Gansler have essentially been running for almost 8 years. And yet Lieutenant Governor Brown had only a third of the people chose him best. Gansler was at sort of a measly 14%. And who comes up by surprise but State Delegate Heather Mazier, who got 10% of the Democratic potential voters to say that she's their choice. So it looks like it's a wide open race.
Of course, all the money, essentially all the money, and much of the endorsements are already on the board here, with Brown ahead, I believe, in both counts.
Well, yes, but you know, I don't know that endorsements really make that much difference. One of the problems here is that people who are potentially likely voters are just not tuned into what's going on, or they're just not interested. I mean, we haven't really seen significant issue differences between any of the candidates on the Democratic side. There's no excitement about any of it. So then you sort of get down to personalities or, you know, as Doug Gansler said, to some degree, it's a matter of race. Anthony Brown could very well be our first African-American governor, and the African-American voters who were surveyed were strongly in his favor. We like to imagine that all will not turn out as expected because it's just too boring. And one of the things that's exciting about the poll, in a way, just for the idea of something new, is that younger voters were attracted to Mazier, for example, and to some degree to Brown.
And as for the Republicans, what did you make of the numbers there?
Well, I think with Larry Hogan Jr. at 13% leading the field after just getting into the race, you have to say, well, that's a lot of name recognition left over from his dad, who, of course, was a congressman and county executive in Prince George's County. I mean, it's surprising. And sort of sad in a way that David Craig, the Harford County executive, comes in at only 7% in the Republican field. I mean, there's a man, he is the most experienced candidate of either party in this contest and has been around quite a while. So it's a little surprising to see. But all this is very subject to change.
Okay, Karen, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.